The Bronze Age in Vojvodina lasted from 2800 to 900 BC and is one of the least known and researched periods of prehistory in the area. The cultures of the Bronze Age are characterized by richly decorated ceramics, expressed in various shapes and ornaments. Metal objects such as daggers, swords, spearheads, axes, fibulae, bracelets, and needles were all made of bronze. The objects were made using the casting technique and then decorated by being embossed and punctured. The recent discovery of molds used for the production of jewelry as well as tools undeniably testifies to some kind of metal processing and production of metal objects in the vicinity of Sombor during the Bronze Age. The molds, which are connected to certain characteristic forms of material culture from the Middle and Late Bronze Age, were found at the following sites. Sekeš near Doroslovo, Konopljište Svetozar Miletić, and Pap Salaš near Bogojevo. The 1 and 2 piece molds for casting jewelry and tools are closely connected to the production of metal objects, and as such, represent the most specific archaeological evidence of metalwork in the area. The presence of bearers of the burial mound culture, or Hügelgraber, the most significant and specific cultural phenomenon during the Bronze Age in the territory of Sombor, was recorded thanks to individual, accidental finds from necropolises in Sombor, Šaponje, Salaši, Apatin, Bogojevo, and Kolut. In the narrow stretch of the Yugoslav Danube River Basin region, from Baranja to western Srem, including part of western Bačka, the Valsko-Dalska group developed. It was a further continuation of the Central European Urnfeld culture that existed from the 10th to the end of the 4th or beginning of the 3rd century BC. Its material culture is for now only known thanks to research findings from necropolises. The Sombor region's most famous necropolis from this period was discovered near the village of Doroslovo. The Hallstatt necropolis, known as Depfeld, is located on the right bank of the river Mostonga, about 3.5 kilometers northwest of Doroslovo. Through systematic research that was conducted from 1963 to 1980, a total of 179 graves were discovered. Graves, as a rule, consisted of one large round or biconical urn, two or three smaller vessels of similar shape, and attachments inside and outside the urn, the number of which ranged from 2 to 15. As well as the remains of the deceased, the urns contained other attachments, such as ceramic cups and goblets, bronze and iron fibulae, knives, phaleras, torques, which were necklaces, and bone objects. Based on ceramic material and metal objects, it can be concluded that the Depfeld necropolis was built at the end of the Late Bronze Age, and it was continuously used until the arrival of the Celts in the area.